So Dr. Frankenstein and Doc Brown from Back to the Future are a little freaky, but they're smart and enterprising. But those kinds of wacky movie scientists make real-life scientists hurl their popcorn. Researcher Paula Grassoffi says movie stereotypes about scientists are actually worse than those about lawyers or politicians.
My sense of movies about scientists is that there may be 10% good guys and 90% bad guys, or not even just bad guys, but misguided. Even when they're trying to be good, they usually are sufficiently misguided that what they start out to do turns out wrong.
Grassoffi says there are few oddballs in real science labs, but she says her peers are really much more normal. Really. Instead of hair frizzing out of control, they have nice haircuts, and they never, ever wear pocket protectors. Grassoffi's day job is at MIT in Cambridge, but she's also an aspiring screenwriter. She's working on scripts that she says shake up the Hollywood stereotypes.
The sort of scientist archetypes are Frankenstein and Jekyll and Hyde. They're people who were loners obsessed with their work to the point of being a danger to themselves and to others. It's usually frowned upon in science to experiment on yourself.
Take Jeff Goldblum's character, Seth Brundle, in The Fly. When Brundle tests his transport machine on himself, the experiment backfires. Brundle becomes a genetic mutant, but he's kind of proud of it.
Am I becoming a 185-pound fly? No, I'm becoming something that never existed before. I'm becoming Brundle Fly. Don't you think that's worth a Nobel Prize or two?
Maybe Brundle should have stopped when he turned that baboon inside out. Paula Grassoffi admits there are a few movies that show scientists as somewhat normal people. Jodie Foster's character in Contact, for example. But Grassoffi says there aren't enough to balance out the weirdos. She says at worst, distorted images of scientists might give audiences the impression that science is more dangerous than good. So Grassoffi jumped to the chance to be part of a screenwriting workshop for scientists in L.A. last summer. It was an intense crash course with sessions called Plot and Character, and of course, Agents and Managers. The workshop was dreamt up by Martin Gunderson. He's an electrical engineer who's had a brush with fame. He added credibility to Val Kilmer's lasers in the film Real Genius.
I've met people now who are young faculty members who told me they were influenced by that picture to think seriously about science.
Martin Gunderson says if the scientists in movies were more appealing, more people might want to go into the sciences. He says the Defense Department and companies like Boeing are really concerned that fewer people want careers in science and engineering. In fact, Gunderson actually landed money from the Pentagon for the workshop. But Gunderson admits he's still testing the theory that scientists can be screenwriters.
Oh, it's impossible. I mean, that's the thing. You can't promise that somebody's going to get their picture made. To me, the truest cliche in Hollywood is that everyone has a script.
And so can chemists and engineers possibly compete? One box office expert says, sure. Paul DeGarabedian is president of Exhibitor Relations Company in L.A. He says scientists have as good a chance as anyone at selling a script, as long as their stories are compelling.
And it's the more interesting characters who bring that scientific element, let's say, or you have a scientist who is not the typical nerdy scientist. You know, it might be more of a sophisticated kind of character in terms of being, let's say, a ladies' man or something like that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
And actually, there is a ladies' man in one of Paula Grassoffi's scripts. Her story features two rivals thrown together to figure out why sea life is dying. The stars of the story are a lovely young marine ecologist and a hotshot microbiologist from Norway. Grassoffi's been advised that playing up the romance might help sell the story.
I guess I was sort of writing for a PG audience. I spent 8 years in Catholic girls' school, so I'm not sure how competent I'm going to be to write really steamy sex scenes. But I'll make an effort.
Grassoffi says even if she never sells a script, she'll still get up at 5 a.m. to write. And then she'll put in a full day at the lab. These new screenwriters hope to prove you don't have to be a mad scientist or a loner in the lab to invent movies that sell tickets. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.